They had lost 8-5. The field lights had been turned off, and they were in the parking lot drinking beer in the semi-darkness. I was a month out of high school, Jesse said, and we were playing in Danville. It was Jesse's turn to buy the beer. It was in a green plastic cooler buried in ice in the back of Jesse's Explorer. The rear door of the Explorer was up. Jesse's glove was in the back of the truck, too, and the bases, and a green canvas bag with bat handles sticking out. Had a third baseman, an old guy, 28 probably, ancient to be playing at that level. He was a career minor leaguer and knew it, and played, I think, because he sort of didn't know what else to do. The winning team was across the parking lot, gathered around their beer cooler, like hunters at a campfire. There was no hostility, but there wasn't much interchange. After a game, you clustered with your team. Anyway, in the first inning, there's two outs, nobody on, and their three-hitter pops up a goddamn rainmaker to the left side. We were playing in a damn cow pasture, and the lights were set too low, and the sucker went up out of sight. The smell of the lake was with them in the slow, deepening purple of evening, and a few early explorers had arrived in advance of the inevitable insect swarm, which would, as it always did, eventually force them to give it up and go back to the ordinary light of their homes. I'm looking up, trying to find it when it comes back into the light, and the third baseman says, "You got it, kid." And everybody trots off the field while I'm weaving around there looking for the ball. Everyone listened to Jesse quietly. They were men to whom such stories mattered. Men who would know why the story was funny. Men who would imagine the scared kid alone in the middle of the diamond looking up into the night for his first professional pop-up. "You catch it?" someone said. The younger guys listened most closely, kids who would fall asleep in class listening to Jesse talk about life in the minors as if he were Socrates. "Barely," Jesse said. Everyone laughed. They were happy with the story. They all knew the better you were, the more you talked about your failures. Jesse was clearly the best player in the league, maybe good enough to have played in the majors, if he hadn't got hurt. "You win the game?" someone asked. "Don't know, but I went 2-for-4. Everyone laughed again. Jesse had been there. They could laugh with him at the pretense that players cared only about winning. You played ball, you knew better. Jesse finished his beer. One more wouldn't hurt. It was light beer anyway. You could down a lot of light beer before you got drunk enough to show it. He plunged his hand into the ice-filled cooler and rummaged out another can. It had a round, solid feel to it, cold in his hand. "You have a lot of groupies in the minors, Jess?" "Not enough," Jesse said. "When I was playing football," someone said, "we'd go into some town for an away game. They'd be waiting outside the visitors' locker room." "You score? During the game or after?" They all laughed. "After. A lot more than during," the football player said. "What about AIDS?" "It was before AIDS," the football player said. It was dark now, the kind of thick summer darkness that feels soft. Oddly, the bugs hadn't found them yet in thick enough quantity to drive them home. "I remember playing hockey in Helsinki," someone said. "Outdoor rink. It was so fucking cold, the puck froze. One of our guys tees up a big slap shot from the blue line. The goddamn puck shatters." People began to drift home, to wives and children and late suppers, and living rooms lit by the glow of a large screen television. "You find out who killed that girl yet, Jesse?" "Not yet," Jesse said. "But I went 3-for-4 tonight." "I got 12 names," Jesse said to Lily Summers. "Kids gave their class rings to a girl." "Makes last year's class seem embarrassingly unromantic," Lily said. "Embarrassingly," Jesse said. "Seven of these kids can account for their girlfriend's whereabouts, and we verified it. Which leaves you 5. 4 of them are supposed to be at summer homes with their parents, but we haven't been able to reach them yet. One boy doesn't know where she is." "And her parents?" "Kid didn't know anything about her parents," Jesse said. "How could that be?" Lily said. "What are the names?" "Boyfriend's name is William Royce," Jesse said. Lily smiled. "Hooker," Lily said. "And the girlfriend is Eleanor Bishop." "Oh, dear," Lily said. "You know them?" "Yes, of course." "You have an address for?" She called herself Billy. "Yes, I have her address." "Could you talk to me," Jesse said, "about Hooker and Billy?" "How long do you have?" "If it's a longish story, we could do it over lunch." Lily smiled. She was wearing a pale yellow silk dress today. What a very good idea, she said. It was low tide. They sat in a small restaurant that looked out over Fisherman's Beach at the gunmetal Atlantic, rolling stolidly in onto the shiny sand. The ocean smell was strong. Even if you didn't look at it, it was there, in that mysterious way that the sea asserts itself. I hope it's not Billy, Lily said. It's going to be somebody, Jesse said. They ordered iced tea and looked at their menus. Lily ordered a house salad, dressing on the side. Jesse had a tuna fish sandwich. Hooker Royce, Lily said, is our All-American. Honor roll since first grade, three sports, captain in all of them. All-state in football, scholarship to Yale. And he's handsome and self-effacing, Jesse said. How did you know? They're always self-effacing and handsome. All of them? All the small school heroes, it's part of the heroism. The expectations of the town force it upon them. Even the handsome? Might be sort of circular. Probably wouldn't be the town hero if he were ugly. Even if he were just as good, Lily said. Maybe, Jesse said. Well, that's cynical. Or observant. She smiled at him. Being observant would make you cynical, Lily said, wouldn't it? You seem observant, Jesse said. I try, but you don't seem cynical. I'm in the hope business, Lily said. Education? Yes. You think you might be saving them? I have to think so, or hope so, Lily said. Otherwise, what have I done with my life? Jesse sipped his iced tea and looked at her. Lily's eyes were almond-shaped and dark brown, maybe black. Her skin was smooth. She wore quite a bit of makeup, but carefully. What about Billy? Jesse said. Lily breathed deeply through her nose. It made her chest move. Billy Bishop, she said. Jesse was quiet. Lily shook her head gently. Billy was... She stopped to think about it. Billy was our town pump, she said. Don't beat around the bush, Jesse said. I know it's a terrible thing to say, isn't it? We used to say it when I was a kid, Jesse said. We all did, Lily said. It says everything and nothing. Jesse nodded. There were potato chips with his sandwich. Jesse ate one. I'm more interested in everything, he said. Yes. Jesse looked at the ocean. It was uninterrupted here, stretching to Spain. In Jesse's imagination, the Atlantic was a gray ocean. The Pacific had been blue. Teachers hear things, and they gossip. I'm shocked, Jesse said. Lily smiled. Billy, she said, was probably what we would have called in less enlightened times a nymphomaniac. Jesse smiled. Not a bad thing in a woman, he said. Lily looked at him thoughtfully. Sexuality is not a bad thing in a woman, she said. It certainly isn't. But frequent indiscriminate sex probably is, Lily said. However outmoded the phrase, it at least served to identify sexuality rooted in something wrong. So does town pump. Yes. And there's something wrong with Billy? I think so. School principal knows very little about the souls of her students, Jesse nodded. But I do know her external circumstances, Jesse waited. She is not a discipline problem in the sense of an angry, rebellious teenager that we all think of in this context. Lily stopped suddenly and looked at Jesse again. Jesse waited. I don't know if I should be talking to you like this. It's okay, Jesse said. I'm the police. You are not even one of our police, she said. True. There's something so quiet about you. Jesse nodded. And it's charming in a way I don't exactly understand, Lily said. Good, Jesse said. That it's charming or that I don't understand? That I have your attention, Jesse said. They were silent. Yes, you do, Lily said finally. Jesse smiled at her. She smiled back. Then she let her breath out, audibly. Billy comes from a home, she said, that would be officially classified as good, by which we normally mean two parents and some money? Lily nodded. Anything wrong with the parents? except that their daughter is a mess, Lily said. I don't know. I've never met them. Any of her teachers know them? They were invited to come in and discuss their daughter's problems several times, but they never did. Siblings? Jesse said. Her older sister graduated this school with honors. There is, I believe, a younger girl as well. In school here? No. Still in middle school, I think. So, aside from a tendency toward frequent indiscriminate sex, what kind of mess is she? She failed a number of courses, which, as you may know, in today's educational climate is not easy. She dumb? No. Extremely passive. Apathetic. She never speaks in class. Between classes, she didn't interact with other students. Didn't? Excuse me? You've been talking about her in the present tense until you said she didn't interact. Why the tense change? Hooker, Lily said. She interacted with Hooker? Intensely, Lily said. Have you met him? No. One of the other cops talked to him on the phone. He's a lovely boy, Lily said. So, how did the school hero end up with the town pump? Jesse said. I don't know, Lily said. Maybe it was influenced by the nymphomania. There's that cynical thing again, Lily said. You have any idea where Billy might be now? Lily shook her head. They both stared out the window for a time at the ocean, always in motion, going nowhere. If she's missing, wouldn't her parents have reported her missing? You'd think so, Jesse said. But they haven't? Not that I can find out. Swampscott cops have nothing. You think the girl in the lake is Billy? Lily asked. Be my guess, Jesse said.